Listen, we know you've likely been a bit bombarded with 2022 municipal election stuff the last couple of weeks. Us as well. And with so much information to remember ahead of October 15, we wanted to help condense the important dates and items you need to know before casting your ballot. In Anmore and Belcarra, local eligible voters in both villages will be choosing a mayor. However, only those in Belcarra will be choosing their next council, 4 seats from 5 candidates, as several hopefuls withdrew from Anmore's race, which led to the acclamation of the remaining candidates. Polly Cryer, Kim Trowbridge and Paul Weaverink, as well as newcomer Douglas Richardson, officially make up the Anmore Village Council of the next 4 years. On September 9, Carrie Palmer Isaac was also acclaimed to her position as the village's trustee on School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education after no challenged her at the 4 p.m. nomination deadline. How can I vote? There are 3 ways to cast your ballot in Anmore and Belcarra during the 2022 campaign period. Mail ballot. Eligible voters must fill out an online application form or apply in person at their respective city halls to receive a mail ballot. Completed mail ballots must be received by the chief election officer before 8 p.m. on October 15. The last opportunity to request a mail-in ballot is noon on October 12. Advance polls. 2 locations on the same date for each village. See below for more. These polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. General Voting Day. Polls will be open on October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. See below of more. Am I eligible? Anmore and Belcarra residents looking to vote in the 2022 municipal election have to meet certain criteria to do so. They must be a Canadian citizen. Be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote. Be an Anmore or Belcarra resident. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring 1 or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need 1 form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring 2 pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid Passport, Vehicle insurance documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security request for continued assistance form SDES-8. When and where can I vote? Anmore and Belcarra are each hosting 1 opportunity to cast an early ballot ahead of the civic election, both on October 5 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Anmore Gymnasium at Anmore Elementary, 30 Elementary Road. Belcarra. Belcarra Municipal Hall, 4084 Bedwell Bay Road. On October 15, village residents can vote at the same facilities where ballot boxes will be open to the public from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can click on the following links to find more information. Anmore. Belcarra. Anmore is set to host an all-candidates meeting tomorrow, September 27, at Anmore Elementary from 7 to 9 p.m., hosted by the Anmore Times. It's not known to the Tri-City News if Belcarra will host a forum for its candidates ahead of the October 15 election.